Now, this is Channel 2 Right. This is Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 19th of May, 1971. Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right on Miss Daisy's Reel, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 19th of May, 1971. Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 19th of May, 1971. Faye's just gone down the lane together.
Daisy?
Doris?
She goes soon and she come kind of late. Well, they go about a quarter to eight to work. She get in about five sometimes. Some days she lucky, she get home around two, a little after two. Most days she ain't lucky. She don't get home till after five.
Well, I guess she has a lot of work to do.
Me?
She has a lot of work to do up there on her
job. I think she works at one place a half a day and another one a half a day. So she just makes a day. But she get up about 5:30 and sometime 5. Well, then she wake there at home till time for her to go to work.
What in the world does she have to get up at 5 o'clock for?
Well, she get up, you see, David, he have to go leave for school. He catch the bus at 6 and a little bit before. Well, she have to get up and fix him some breakfast and see that he get his clothes and things. Then she'll go out there and wash. She done put out a line full of clothes this morning.
So you done
wash
this morning?
No, so I ain't washed today. I've been working in the yard.
Oh, that's your neighbor done washed?
My daughter.
Yeah.
She done washed.
Well, she gets to stay at home and ride smart, Miss Daisy.
So she gets to stay at home. Well, she stay home pretty good.
Compared to
she's working. Why is she there? She go to work about 7:45. She leave the house. She don't leave till after the bus go. You see.
Pick up her children.
Mm-hmm. When it.
Oh, she doesn't. She waits till that bus goes.
Yeah. Well, you see, Burnett, he pick up David at 6. And then Carolyn don't go till a little 7:45. He pick her up. Well, then after he pick up Carolyn, Lynn Doris, she's already ready. She leave right behind the bus.
Oh, yeah. She could just take the bus, couldn't she? Just go on town. Save a trip.
That's right. You see, if they happen to sleep late, don't wake David up, then some of them got to take him up there, and then they come clean back home and get up. So if you can wake up and get him where it belongs, you save money. Of course, you save gas.
Yeah.
My guy, Doris, has already done a day's work by 7:45.
Yeah. She's got started, hasn't she?
Yes, sir.
Well,
the one thing she don't know how to manage. Did she wouldn't have to wash so much. But they wear suit today, and they come in and pull it off and throw it down on the floor. Can't wear that tomorrow. Boy, you done played in it all the evening at home. Well, you see, when she was going to school, she didn't do it. She put on a dress Monday morning. She put on clothes. She wore that one dress till Friday morning. When she come home, she knew to take it off and hang it up. She didn't play in it. It didn't get dirty.
Yeah.
Friday morning, she put on fresh clothes all the way. Well, she changed underclothes about every day. But not top ones. I just look at her. See, I'm so glad I ain't raising none. They couldn't do like that. And I don't know why she allowed hers to do like that. She didn't do it, but they do. They pull them off, leave them in the yard or anywhere. Oh, yeah, I used to pick them up and wash them and take them down that town. So I got to wear if the mom who buying them don't care. If she walk over them, I walk over them too. So I'm home bought.
Well, you know, when I get home from work, I don't like to have them old clothes on.
That's right.
I just don't like to wear them.
When I go to church and come back, I pull off them clothes as quick as I can and get in something else. Feels more comfortable and more better. It's cooler to me. Holding them. Getting hot now. I'm sure going to sweat. I don't like to be dressed up all the time. I never did. I like to be clean and decent, but I don't want to be dressed up.
Well, now, Doris change when she get home?
Still? Says she clean.
Does she change?
Yes, she changes.
She still does?
Yes, she still does. Oh, yeah, she get in there and get that uniform off as quick as she can.
Yeah.
And them shoes. Get in her old shoes and some kind of old no good dress that she ain't gonna work in the yard. They got a little patch out there. So she works in there.
She's got a patch?
She got a little garden down the back. I think they got sweet potatoes and peas and a little bit of okra. And I don't know what else they got back there. Jake plowed it out for him yesterday.
What does he plow with?
Tractor.
He got a tractor?
Yes, sir. He got a tractor.
Oh, he has.
Well, that must be Jake who plows that land up there by his house.
He do?
I don't know who I thought that was.
He don't plow for Isaiah.
Isaiah plow for himself. Isaiah, he uses Clyde's tractor. Clyde Gill, he got a tractor too.
Oh, has he?
So Isaiah, he uses his tractor. Isaiah, he wanted Clyde to plow here. Clyde, the only one gonna do it, so you can get the tractor and plow it yourself. Said, but I'm not gonna plow it.
He plows all he needs to during the day, don't he?
So, Isaiah had to plow it himself. Well, he get in time enough.
Yeah.
To plow.
It's no big job.
It ain't much. Well, now Clyde, he done drove the tractor all day on the farm.
Yeah.
And what? Well, he don't have no time to plow Isaiah's farm when Isaiah could plow. Of course, he have time, but he got to have some rest sometime. Then, when you know, I don't like to pay you for nothing. I want favors. But I don't like no pay. But I got to pay. If I run my tractor, I got to buy gasoline and then my time and everything there. Well, I deserve something.
Well, if Isaiah paid for the tractoring, he wouldn't get much out of that garden, would he?
Yeah.
Cost you much to track it.
But it don't take long. It don't take long.
Don't take.
Of course,
him.
It's going to cost some.
Don't take
it should cost some, but Isaiah don't want to pay nothing.
Just a favor.
Oh.
And Clyde's one of them, that kind. It don't take him long to tell you what he's going to do. Whether they gonna do it or whether they ain't gonna do it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hmm?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know. You know, every time I see Clyde, we speak and talk a little bit, but I still, you know.
He's just as nice as he can be. And he's just as favorable as he can be if he think you need it.
Yeah.
But if he think you can do it yourself, he gonna leave it there.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah, he don't need the money.
Yeah, he may need it. But if you gonna work and don't know whether you gonna get anything or not, more liable not to get nothing in years to get it. I don't need that. Let it stay there.
Did Clyde have a good sized family?
Hmm?
Did Clyde have a good sized family?
Nobody but his self and wife and boy.
Yeah.
You see, he raised his her brothers. Boy, they have him. You've had him since he was a baby.
Yeah.
You, woo, he, yep, no.
Oh. He finished school?
Hmm?
Has he finished school?
Finished school? No, sir.
He
got a long ways to go, yeah.
Okay. He's just a big boy.
Just a big boy. Just growed up. He ain't so big, but he's high.
I see.
He's kind of like Samuel. He's tall enough, but he ain't thick enough.
Samuel's sort of thin, isn't he?
Yeah, Samuel's tall. Now, Aaron, he's plenty tall and plenty big.
He's big now.
Yes, sir.
I keep thinking I just need to go down and look at Isaiah's weed patch.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you go on down there and look at it?
I don't know, Miss Daisy. I just simply don't get down there.
Well, by the time you think about going down there, you think about something you ought to do here. They get at me. Well, you don't visit nobody. You don't never go to see nobody. Stay home all the time. I said, I got something to keep me there. I said, my wife keep me company.
You don't.
I can't do much at the time, so it keeps me steady at it when I ain't resting.
You don't visit much, do you?
No, sir. I don't visit nobody much, and nobody visits me.
I tell you the best way to visit is like Miss Liza used to do. You see, she'd go her rounds, you'd hear her coming.
Mm-hmm.
She'd talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And have a nice little visit.
And go home.
And then go on to the next place. See, like on the way to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look how many people she could see, Miss Daisy, on the way to the store.
Yes, she visit Dora like that sometimes.
Yeah.
She visit me like that sometimes. Sometimes Lila didn't have time to fool it no more. And she didn't do it.
Well, I never saw her. When she was too busy to stop.
Well, I have. But I tell you what she would do. She would always take time to go by Miss Bessie's and chat with her some.
Uh-huh.
She'd always stop that. If it wasn't but a few minutes, she'd stop.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Bessie thinks she's having a hard time. I tell her, I said, well, you go to the doctor all the time and you don't get no better. I said, I don't go and I get along well as you. Well, I don't know when I have been to the doctor. You know, I look at the folks that have to go once and twice a week and make the point as we talk. Well, when they come home, they ain't no better.
Uncle Gil don't go to the doctor.
Oh, no, he don't believe in him. He thinks Jehovah's a doctor itself.
How about that?
No. He get along all right, too.
Why, you...
He went to the doctor once or twice last year.
What did he?
They told me. Some of the children, I ring it, must have been Monroe. Some of them got him to go. Because he told me. Then he carried his wife once or twice. But he didn't like the way the doctor talked. So he ain't been back.
Oh, he didn't?
He didn't back. Well, he said, well, what that he said the doctor told Maggie? I don't know where she went for her eyes or went for something. But anyway, she would have to have an operation for whatever it was. See, Maggie and me told him she'd die with the complaint. There was nobody gonna cut her. Nowhere. so he ain't been back. And they both getting along all right.
Well, I don't see her.
Maggie.
But
and
I
nobody
see him.
Else much. I don't think she'd go nowhere much. Now, sometime, May Jane, she comes up and get them both. Cam to Palm Beach. Sometimes she keep them down there a month.
Oh, really?
More. I think that's the oldest daughter living now. But she comes up to see them, see what they need. If they want to go places, she take them. She take them. Then once in a while, she come up and get them. Cam down to her house. He's been on there 2-3 weeks.
Well, I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. And they go.
Yeah, they go. Well, you see, Monroe and his wife, they stays there with them, with Mr. Gill. And them. So whilst they gone, the house ain't alone.
Yeah.
They are there to see it.
Well, I'll ask Gill next time I see him what he picks up down there.
Hmm?
I know one doctor he don't go to.
Who?
If anything happens to Uncle Gill. He had enough down there. I heard him talking one time.
Mm-hmm.
And he had enough of that doctor.
No, he don't go to none. Huh?
I forget just what it was, but this, they got all mixed up. They was giving him somebody else's medicine or something. I forget what it was.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a doctor. He just got everything all turned around. I just forget it. I'd remember it. I thought about it a minute. It's down here at McIntosh. He stayed down there in that hospital a while. You've heard him tell about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one thing about Mr. Gill. Whatever he thinks, that's got to be right.
Yeah.
Just because he thinks it's right.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's altogether wrong. What?
None of his children take after him.
Uh-uh. No, not one.
Not one.
As I know.
Well, that's curious, isn't it?
It's funny.
Looks like one of them would be right peppery.
Well, I don't know now one that's like him.
Yeah. All these.
And they don't like his way. They don't like his way. Clyde had me laughing the other day. But I need to tell my eyes here when Clyde's feet like that. He told him, no, you can get the tractor. Ply it yourself. I'm not going to ply. He said, Miss Daisy, I have enough trouble up there on that hill. I said, what hill? He said, up there with my daddy. Said he wants me to ply his stuff. So, well, I go up there to ply. Well, he don't want it done like that. He wants you to do it like this. So when he's altogether wrong, but it's his stuff, and you have to do it like he want it done. And I'll go up there. When I have to go up there, I'll go up there and do it and get through it as quick as I can and get off of that hill.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. He lived mm-hmm. right close to that cabbage patch, don't
mm-hmm. he? Well, I thought he had pretty good vegetables, Uncle Gill.
I reckon he do. He used to have.
Yeah, guess I wonder what he would have be wrong about. I'd love to hear what Clyde
Oh, he plants cabbages, peas, and okra, and he plants squash. He tries to farm Mr. Meyer like he used to.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't. He can't do it himself.
You gotta have a little help.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what he'd be doing wrong, Miss Daisy.
Who, Mr. Gill?
Yeah.
I don't know. It may be wrong. It ain't to him, but it's wrong to somebody that knows more about it than he do.
I tell you what, I can talk to Clyde. I'll meet him on that tractor someday,
mm-hmm.
and I'll stop and say to him, ask him, I'll say, now you do a little work for your daddy. Is he a pretty good gardener?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he'll tell me about it.
Oh, yes, he'll tell you. But Mr. Gill is just hard to deal with and been so ever since I knowed him.
Yeah.
Everybody can't deal with him.
Maybe that's the reason he's got such nice children. They're ashamed of all that. Maybe that's the way to raise children, Miss Daisy. Just be
now
so mean, they're ashamed of
him. Come to the house right small. Well, every time he come, he bring his books and things and all that. He'd be trying to tell me this, that, and the other. Me and him don't agree on that. So he got to where he don't come there. He ain't been there in a long time. He used to come often when Ben would be home. But he ain't been there since he been home this time. They see Ben, he'd sit and listen at him and agree with what he say. Well, I didn't. So that's why me and him couldn't go for. You tell me about what the Jehovah do. I tell him I got a Bible. I got two. I say, and I feel like if I take care of what I get out of my Bible, it'll do me more good than that book y'all made. He said, well, we don't sell them. I said, well, how you get them printed? Well, we just have them printed as a donation. All right, he keep talking, but he got one book, about that thick. That's 50 cents. If I buy it, if I get it, I'm got to pay 50 cents for it. Well, ain't that selling it? They got some for a dime, some for a quarter. If you get it, you got to pay that first. Well, I call that selling. Well, you see, me and him don't agree on his selling. He tell me they don't sell them. Well, all right, you want me to give you 50 cents for this one. Well, I asked him, I said, well, I call that selling. I said, now, the money you get like that out of your books and things. I said, what do y'all do with that? He says, mostly used for charity. I said, something like a donation to somebody. I said, who do y'all donate your charity to? Well, it depends on. Well, what is it depending on? Well, he'll leave me right there. And I'll leave him right there.
And he'll go talk to Granddad.
Huh? Yeah, he'll talk to Granddad. Well, you see, Granddad ain't going to say nothing much but listen at him.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll say, Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that. Well, I know. I think I have much right to speak my thoughts as he do his. So he don't fool with me. Mm-mm. He grew up there to business sometime. He stayed there long time. He used to, but he ain't been up there now in a long time. But she just like Ben. She'll just go along with him.
Yeah. I've heard Uncle Gil talk several times when he was right peppery, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he really gets going, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, he do.
It ain't nothing dull when he's around.
No, sir. And he don't believe in Baptists. He don't believe in Methodists. He don't believe in Presbyterian. He don't believe in nothing but Jehovah. He think there's all that's any good.
The Jehovah is just not interested in any of the others. They don't care for any of the others, do they?
No, sir. And
not at all.
They don't visit them.
No.
They just walk the road and ride the road and go to somebody's house and try to show them where they wrong. He asked me one day, well, what do you think you'll ever get out of your Baptist? I said, I done got all I aim to get out of it. I said, I done been baptized. I said, Missionary Baptist, that's my faith. I said, that's all I need to get out of it. I said, what do you get out of Jehovah? I said, you get out of it what you like. You like it. I said, I was born a Baptist, I believe. I said, always have been. I said, and that's all I expect to be. I said, Mr. Gill, I said, you can name yourself anything you want to. I said, you can name yourself Jehovah. You can name yourself Baptist. You can name yourself Methodist. I said, but my Bible tells me this, none but the pure in heart shall see God. I said, that tells me if your heart ain't pure, you stay in the Jehovah. I said, you going to hell too. Oh, my Savior. What I want to say that for to Gil. My Savior. He flew heart and lip. And I didn't care.
Mr. Patterson didn't like that kind of talk either.
Mm-mm. No, sir. I don't think Susie really like it either.
Yeah.
You know, she's a Jehovah.
Yeah.
All the rest of them, when they come here, they go to church out there. But Susie don't.
Oh, they do?
She stay home. Stay there to her mom's house.
Is that Miss Agnes's daughter?
Yes, ma'am. Well, you see, Miss Agnes don't appreciate it. Cora don't appreciate it. Louise don't appreciate it. And son, he doesn't.
He don't appreciate it either?
No, son.
I never heard him talk much.
I never hear him talk about it, but I don't hear nobody say he like it well enough for her to read to him. He always got something else to do.
Oh.
When she get ready for reading, he's got something else to do.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a text that they don't, I never heard Miss Patterson talk about the pure in heart. It's more than likely about the 44,000.
Mm-hmm. They don't talk about that. They talk about what's coming and what will be and what's going to happen and all stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they like it like that. It's all right for them. But here's what I fought them for. They don't try to get nobody into that thing that ain't got no church home. Anybody that ain't got no church home, they don't bother them. But
really?
They always try to swade somebody away from their church. They already in church. Well, I think they ought to just let them alone and go on out there. There's a plenty out there you might get.
Yeah.
Of course, there's some folks you ain't going to get out of their church.
Yeah.
And that stuff. They've been living there too long. They've been in church. My goodness. I've been joining the Baptist church since I was 15 years old, and I've been in there ever since. Well, now, here come something I don't know nothing about. I do know some of the Baptist laws. I do know them. Well, I ain't gonna be traveling all over the country and all over the world when I ought to be at home at work. I'm trying to sweep somebody away from where they are. I ain't gonna do that.
It does look like that.
That's right. Let folks be swayed by their own mind and opinion. Don't you try to drag them over there when you know they ain't going. He know by now I ain't going over there.
He don't have much time for you now, does he?
No, sir. He don't come to my house much. I don't know when he have been to my house.
Yeah. You were 15 years old.
Yeah. Then I joined the Baptist Church. That's been a long time. I'm 79 now.
Well, you know, a lot of people, young people, join the church when they got a big revival going.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in the old days, that's the way a whole lot of them got in, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's right.
But you didn't start with a revival.
Hmm.
You didn't start out at a revival.
No. I just went out myself. Wouldn't have no revival.
You like the preacher?
So did I like the preacher?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I liked him. But I didn't like him well enough to just go, because I heard him talking.
Yeah.
I like to go when I feel like I should. Not just because somebody told me.
I mean, when you was 15, when you joined the church.
Yes, I was 15, but they weren't having no revival.
You had some friends to join with you?
No. When I joined the church, Miss Maher, I joined by myself. You see, we'd go to church all the time, every Sunday. Well, you know, I'd hear the preacher preach, and I'd hear him say things, talking different things. Well, then I'd think about that when I go home.
Yeah.
And I'd just think about it. So it just finally come to me that I should join the church and be in somebody's care. I went on John. When they read the church laws to me, you see. Well, I agreed with them. When they asked me, would I be willing to do thus and so, I said, I will. Well, I'm trying to do that same thing now. Whatever the church tells me to do, or says we got to do, I try to do my share. Course, it's a long ways from where it was when I joined the church. I know it used to be the Baptist law. We paid 10 cents a month, pastor dues. Our association claims was 25 cents. And that was all. You didn't hear of all these programs and things and visiting and things. If you took care of your church, you would do. Then. But now, they always got to go somewhere to pay somebody a visit back. Where? When I used to pay 10 cents a month for pastor dues, that's to pay my preacher. Now, I have to pay $5 a month for pastor due. I tell them, you pay for more than you get. I say, when they didn't pay but a dime, I say, they had service. I say, when you went to church, I say, you could feel better when you went home. I say, not the most time when you go to church, you feel worse than you did before, of course. They want too much money. Oh, and if you don't pay it, you know, you ain't recognized. They tell you, quit. Well, you owe it. My son, my Bible ain't never showed me no price on the gospel. So I ain't seen it now time where I should pay now dime. More or less paying $5 a month and then always some kind of tax or something. Here's your money every Sunday, Mr. Maher. Every Sunday you go there.
Yeah, two or three times.
Yeah, every Sunday you go there.
Yeah.
Here's your money.
And it's several times every Sunday.
That's right.
Yes, they don't just
all day at the whole church all day. Every time they have a little service or any kind, next thing is collection.
Yeah. Now that's where Mr. Lloyd comes in, you see. Hmm? He sits at that little table.
Who? Come on, Lloyd?
Yeah.
Oh, he gonna see where it go. There he think.
Yeah.
But some of it go, he has so many other places to go to, he done got some money before he get there. We done put that away, you see.
He got other places to go.
Mm-hmm. He's a businessman.
Oh, he does have a lot of business, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always got to do something.
I never see him just hanging around.
He's hanging somewhere, trying to do something. Mm-hmm. Most time, he's trying to get money trying to get something fixed. Well, Days, he drives the bus. He don't try to get nothing fixed. Nothing but the bus. Yeah, he could never get some of the business he pretend to be taking care of. He never gets it done on time. But that's Mr. Lloyd. And Mr. Lloyd said so-and-so. I said, y'all talk about Mr. Lloyd. I said, what good is he? No. I said, anybody don't take care of their business when they know it's due to be done. I said, I don't call that so good and so perfect. Always doing things when it's fast due.
Well, now, those children here, like the one that lives up there by him in the house, do they go along with him? They
have to. Them in his house. They have to. And them gets out of it when they there. He'll tell them what they should do, but they don't do it all the time. And see, he got one girl live up here between here and Gainesville. Now that man, he never did go in his house. When he married that girl, he had a house in Gainesville and put her there. I said that man, while he was going there to see Marley, I said he knowed him and Lloyd couldn't go nowhere. And he got his house and put his wife in it. I said, next thing he done that, and Lloyd better not go there bossing. And he don't do it. That man tell him just what he want, what he want him to know.
Well, now what Miss Lloyd would tell him, he'd boss him, he'd get him working there in the church.
Get him to working there in church?
Yes.
Well,
that's what he bosses about.
He boss them at home or boss them anywhere.
Tell them what to do?
No, just like, Rena said that. Now, just like the man and his wife have a little falling out, a little argument or something. Well, Lord, he has to go that straightened. But he got two son-in-law. If they have an argument in his house, they house, Lord, don't go there screaming. He been there. But they told him just what depend on. This and that down here.
You mean Mr. Lloyd would try to straighten out?
Straighten out the family. Well, he went down here to Bubba Floyd's one time. Him and his wife had a little confusion or something. He went down there, telling him just what he would stand and just what he been not doing, just doesn't so. Said that man looked him in the face. Said, I don't go to your house to tell you nothing. Do it. So I have never been there to tell you nothing about what you was doing in your house. Said, well, I want you to understand, Mr. Johnson, I'm a man just like you. Man enough to take care of my house, just like you is man enough to take yours. So this is your first time coming here to see about me and my wife's business. Said, please make it your last time. Said, if you don't, said, might not be like this when you come back. Lord took him in his word. They can do what they want in their house. He don't want on it.
He just pray for him, Mr.
Mm-hmm. He don't go there. But I said, well, it'd have been much nicer in my book if Lloyd had tried to demand Bubba and tell him what he had to do and meant it and made Bubba mad enough to beat him. He was in his house. I said he could have put a good beating on him. Been clear. He said, well, he thought he would beat him, and he ain't been back. He don't go back. He gets along good. Now this other one, the one in Baltimore, he'd been down to their house several times, telling her husband this, that, and the other, and what he didn't do, and what he wasn't going to do. I said, well, my Savior, as he's just a big sorry man. I said, that's all her husband is. I said, why didn't he tell him like Bubba told? I don't appreciate it. Because I'm not used to stuff like that.
You don't tell your... You don't tell your children how to...
No, I don't have nothing to do with them.
Behavior?
No. Yeah, if they have arguments or anything, it don't concern me.
You don't have to straighten them out?
No. I don't have to straighten them up. I don't know, Mr. Miles, what brought about the argument. I don't know how it started. Well, how do I know how to go to work to stop it? I don't know nothing about it, and I don't take nothing to do with it. And it comes out all right. I never have. Now, when they were living with me, if they have a little argument.
Yes. Now, in your own house now.
Uh-huh. If they have a little argument, they'd have it in their room there.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. It was going on. I wouldn't know nothing about it.
What'd you
do? Doris had to tell it. But he would always... come to me. Well, Doris said so-and-so to him. Doris done so-and-so. I said she had no business doing it. He said, I just thought I'd tell you. I said, well, y'all behave, both of you. I said, you stop that. Well, I know Doris was mean as the devil. I know that. All right. When he would leave, and then I'd get her. I said, Doris, Buddy said you said so-and-so time the other day. I said, you didn't have no business doing that. I said, don't do it no more. I said, he lives here with us. I said, and he think that you just do it because you're here. I said, don't do it. I said, I don't want you to do that no more. I said that to him. I said, he's all right. He said what he thinks is best. I said, now he told me you told him so and so. I said, you wouldn't have been letting nothing like that come out your mouth. I said, it ought not to be in your mind. I said, I mean what I'm telling you. Don't you bother. I said, let him alone.
And she didn't talk back to you?
No, sir. She didn't talk back to me. She ain't gonna say many words back to me now. Me and her don't have no argument. I tell her what I want her to know. Well, she may say something I don't like. I said, well, you hear what I said? I said, I just don't like it, and I ain't gonna like no stuff like that. It may happen again, but I won't know.
That's... Well, now, Miss Daisy, James doesn't... he don't pick up much of people's arguments. He's too busy cutting wood and doing things like that.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think that has any now, I think. Every now and then, I think they have a argument. But I think it must be late at night when he come in from work or something like that. He ain't been to me in a long time. If they have him, he keep them down there. You know, but he used to, every time they'd have a little argument, he'd come to see me about it, tell me about it. When he lived over there on that hill, I'm living right down yonder under the tree. He'd come down there, tell me about it. I told him, I said, well, I said, don't pay her a bit of attention. I said, you is a man and should be the head of your house. I said, you just tell her what you want her to know. And no, I didn't say nothing to her. I just listened at her talking.
Oh.
So I don't bother. Well, you see, he's a coward. He ain't got much nerve. Anything can scare him to death.
Yeah.
He's just a big old lump. Or no good.
Yeah.
I think a man can't take care of his house, Mr. Marr. He's not no good. Well, you see, what he think about these children is growed up. Now, he said if I was to try, start to do anything too. So you see, it's enough of them. Say, it ain't but me one. I said, but it's enough of them to beat me to death. I said, you talking about your own children's beating you? He said, I believe they would. I said, well, I'd give them a chance. I said, I'd do anything I want in my house. My children got nothing to do with it. He said, yeah, but there ain't no days like that. You know, I could beat him myself. Sometimes for being so sorry.
You know, he may not want to go back over to that restaurant when the new people come.
Buddy, He may not, but he told me this. He said he might try and see how they act. And if they couldn't agree, he would get him a job somewhere there. He said, if they want to do right, he said, I'll work with them. I said, well, I said, you know this, don't you? Nah. I said, it ain't going to be Rogers. I said, it's going to be different from Rogers. I said, you know that, don't you? I said, if you don't, that's a good way to find it out. Talk with them before you hire. I said, you know, you go to Mr. Rogers whenever you get ready. I said, but it ain't going to be like that. It ain't. If he gonna work, he gonna work. If he ain't gonna work, they ain't gonna need him. I said, the best way to do this thing now, you find out what time they want you to come. I said, and then ask them, how long do I have to stay?
Well, hey, you think this would be a good time for James to just look around?
Mm-hmm. You see, ever since he heard it, I think he should have been looking around. Because I naturally don't believe them women's going to put up with it.
Yeah.
I don't. I bet he ain't going to work yet. He supposed to, but he go when he get ready. I say, he been doing that a long time. Sometime, Mr. Rogers so asked him why late. That's what he tells me. I don't know what Mr. Rogers tells him.
Yeah.
But I know one thing. If he tell him anything like being on time or coming and thing, he ain't said a word. Cause he ain't doing no better. About the time. He been there a long time. He made life. He didn't want it. He didn't want the job. Well, Mr. Rogers asked about him 2 or 3 times. At the time he went there, I was washing for Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
So he tell me and tell James to come over when he come up. I wanna see him. I wanna talk with him. I tell James when he come. And he don't wanna see me. 'Cause he don't wanna pay enough to see me. I'm making too much money to come here, all right. Leave me alone. Mr. Rogers would ask me, Daisy, you seen James? I said, he was up here the other day, but I didn't have much talk with him. Telling a lie for him. He said, well, I wish you could see him and tell him to come. I want to talk with him. I see James and I tell him what Mr. Rogers say. He ain't never go to see Mr. Rogers. Tell me that same thing. So Mr. Rogers just let him alone. Quit asking him anything. When Mr. Rogers quit fooling with him, then he come to Mr. Rogers.
That's the end of Channel 2 Right and the continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 19th of May, 1971. The 220 Machine. This is the end of Channel 2 Right and the continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 19th of May, 1971. On the 220 Machine. This is the end, yes. This is the end of Channel 2 Right and the continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 19th of May, 1971. On the 220 Machine. This is the end of Channel 2 Right and the continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 19th of May, 1971. On the 220 Machine. This is the end of Channel 2 Right and the continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 19th of May, 1971. On the 220 Machine. Channel 2 Right. The end of Channel 2 Right and the continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 19th of May, 1971.